Good evening, everybody. I'd like to call to order the San Francisco Immigrant Rights Commission District 4 Neighborhood Meeting, Monday, October 24th. Could we have roll call, please, Madam Clerk?
Commissioner Chin, present. Commissioner Nfani, excuse. Commissioner Fuentes.
Present.
Commissioner Guy, present. Commissioner Hill.
Here.
Commissioner Maldonado.
Here.
Commissioner McCarthy.
Here.
Commissioner Mullen is
present. Here.
Commissioner Moses is excused. Commissioner Ng is excused. Commissioner Ritchie. Commissioner Tong.
Here.
And the Commission of the Court.
Okay. Okay. Welcome. To tonight's Immigrant Rights Commission District 4 Neighborhood Meeting. We are honored here to be partnering with Supervisor Chu, who we hope will arrive. If not, we will inform her how everything went. And her office also want to thank members of the public who are joining us here tonight. The Commission rotates in meetings 3 to 4 times a year around the city to listen and learn about different districts and the people who live there. We're looking forward to hearing your voices tonight. Thank you to the Ortega Branch Library for providing this facility and to the Office of Civic Engagement and Immigrant Affairs for organizing this meeting. A reminder for those who wish to speak on any agenda item. Please, Carmen, take a seat here. Supervisor, thank you. Yes. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
I wasn't expecting to sit up here.
No, don't. You won't keep it too long. As a reminder for those who wish to speak on any agenda item, please fill out the green speaker's card and return that to staff members who are standing at the side of the room. Who are standing at the side room, be sure to indicate on the card which agenda items you wish to speak on. So as I was saying there, Supervisor, the Immigration Rights Commission, we try to get to different districts over the, as obviously there's almost 11 districts, isn't that correct? So it's difficult, but we try to get out to 3 to 4 a year. So we appreciate you coming here this evening to our meeting. I believe the last time we were here, Vera, was when? When was Vera's our institutional memory?
When Fiona Ma was representative.
Yeah, so we had Fiona Ma. Traditionally, we like to get as many of the community that would come. If they have any questions or anything with regard to their community and anything the Immigrant Rights Commission can facilitate and help them with, we're here to do that. With that, the meeting has started now, but with that, I'd like to turn it over to you if you had to say a few words before we open it up for public comment.
Sure. Well, first off, Chair McCarthy and to the commissioners, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to come to all the different districts. I know that it's difficult oftentimes to have it off-site, but I do think that it is an important thing that you are doing to try to reach all districts. Today, as evidenced by sort of the number of people we see in the audience, you can see the challenges that we often have to engaging mm-hmm. different communities. Because most of the times, if you think about District 4, my district, we've got a ton of family members, a lot of parents, immigrants who are working and who probably are just now picking up their kids. And so it's often a very difficult thing. I wouldn't say it's a reflection of their interest in the Immigrants' Rights Commission or the work that you're doing. It just is a reflection of sort of people's lives and what they have to contend with. But I do want to thank you for coming out here. In particular, I want to thank Art Tom. I know that he is our representative for District 4 and also made a big push to make sure that we did have representation out in the Sunset District. And so I do want to thank you for that. As you know, the Sunset District has a large population of immigrants and also many families that are multi-generational that live here, and because of that, we do have many challenges before us. We also have folks who have lived here for many, many generations who are also in our district, and so we look forward to your continued work with the city and look forward to your suggestions as we move forward on how to best integrate and advocate for immigrant rights.
Thank you, Supervisor. Thank you for coming out here after a busy day. We appreciate it. It means a lot that we have our district supervisor come to these meetings. With that, I'd like to open this discussion or the meeting to the floor. If anybody has any public comment, there are cards there that you can fill out, as I called out before. and please try to make your comments towards items that are important to you and issues. Any comments directed at commissioners or our public officials would be greatly not appreciated, as the idea of here this evening is to discuss items within your community. I will open up the floor afterwards for any questions, and you may speak afterwards.
Through the chair, I believe this public comment is for...
Not
the general.
Oh, it's not the general. Okay, right.
Just for anything not calendared on our agenda today.
Got it. Okay. First, at this, so we probably should just go ahead and do the minutes of the meetings, didn't they? Okay, all right. I'll keep scripted then. Mm-hmm. All right. At this stage, like, if I may retract what I just said there, I would like to open up public comment for this part of the meeting. Is there anybody for public comment? See none. At this stage, if we have no objection, we'll move on to the approval of the minutes for the for September 12th full commission minutes meeting. Is there anybody? Does anyone need a few minutes on this?
I move they be approved.
Can I have a second on that?
Second.
And any opposed? See none. So it's fully approved. Okay. Okay. Okay, fine. All right. So at this stage, then we're okay then, Rick? Okay. So at this stage, then we'd like to open up the floor for public comment, or comments that you may have to the commission at this stage. Is there anybody who would like to speak? You have 3 minutes.
I just want to applaud the Michigan Rights Commission for going to district meetings. I'm making district meetings because it's very important that in San Francisco, there's a lot of immigrants in every neighborhood, especially the Sunset neighborhood. And in the Sunset, we have an influx of course, Chinese Americans and Chinese immigrants here. I think the commission should do a in the media outreach to get people in here. You see, I guess a better outreach for the Immigrant Rights Commission to actually do with some media blast out there, or you know, contact the Chinese media to actually get at least a little thing that says there's an Immigrant Rights Commission that addressed the issues and concerns of immigrants in the Sunset District to come to the Ortega Branch Library. Just a little FYI, but you know, you guys are doing a great job, and there's a lot of applause for you guys for outstanding outreach or getting neighborhoods, just like the police commission, to go out to other neighborhoods to do outreach.
Thank you for your comments. Is there anybody else for public comment, please? Okay, see none. So at this stage, it looks like we'll have a pretty fast-forward meeting here with regard to the community from District 4. At this stage, I'd like to close public comment and turn this over to the staffers there for an update on department heads. That's right.
Sure.
Okay.
So, commissioners, just to let you know, our staff did reach out to various departments, invited them to tonight's event, but unfortunately none of them were able to attend. Maybe that's not so horrible given the attendance today. As far as updates for the office, we just completed our language access ordinance training with department liaisons for all Tier 1 and 2 departments for the city, and we'll keep you updated as they prepare to file their compliance plans this year.
Okay, all righty. So, at this stage,
Commissioner Hale, I think that she wants to.
Absolutely, Commissioner. I'm just opening it up to the commissioners now.
Well, I was just hoping that Supervisor Two could tell us more about plans and things that are going on in this neighborhood that we should know about, since we don't have quite as many community people as we expected.
Sure. So we can give you a quick update. You are actually sitting in one of our most recent additions to the neighborhood, which is the new branch library. This is actually part of a long process. Some of the things that we've been working on in the district have really been to address the needs of our many families that are here. You might not have family members or people from our district who might show up at City Hall and attend the meetings or the daytime, but you certainly have a ton of families and seniors who come to our public libraries, to our recreational facilities, to come and enjoy the public facilities that we do provide. And because of that, our office has over the past few years really concentrated on improving those assets. This playground that you see right across the way, in addition to this community room, was actually a part of a long public process to really bring bigger resources for these types of meetings in the district. So this is something that is new, that is here. Art has certainly played a key role in making sure that we had the West Sunset Playground rebuilt, and so I want to thank him for that. In addition, we just recently, this past Saturday, opened up McCoffin Square, which is a new facility located right on Terrible Street next to the Parkside Library. Also a brand new playground, renovated fields, the works. And so we're very glad to see that open up, in addition to a new restroom. Because one of the biggest complaints that we get from family members is we're out there, we're enjoying the beautiful day, but there's no restroom to go to. And so that site now currently has a functioning restroom that we're very happy to have out there. In addition to that, we are seeing Sunset Rec Center, which is the only full-service rec center that we have, currently undergoing construction, was funded with a 2008 Recreation and Parks Bond, and that is currently underway. We'll also see brand new retrofitted facility, which is wonderful for the gym space that we have out there, new playground, new space for the community to utilize as well. Other challenges that we have in the district, as you can imagine, we have a police station, the Terrible Station, that covers almost one quarter of the city's physical location, physical geographical area. However, we don't have that many officers to do it. And so as the city continues to see issues with replacing police officers who've retired, we're continuing to see challenges with how many officers we actually have on the beat in the district. And so that's something that we continue to look for solutions for. What else is there? Our district, as you know, has many seniors who live in the district who are monolingual, who are also sometimes isolated from other institutions. They might be living in their home, the same homes where they have raised their families, and perhaps their families have moved away to start their own families. And so we do have that continual challenge that we are also working on. And so there are many things that we continue to look forward to improving for the district. One issue that has come up recently that we've gotten a number of calls from, actually from the monolingual community in our district, has been around voting. As you know, the Department of Elections not that long ago sent out information, voter pamphlet information, to residents who are registered voters to let them know where their polling places were. However, there was actually an incorrect printing of the polling places if you had a consolidated precinct. And because of that, we saw some of our District 4 residents saying that they actually had to go clear across town to go to a precinct. And so we did receive a number of telephone calls from folks saying, why is this the case? The Department of Elections, it was really a vendor error. So the vendor that we had who were printing out the booklets had done that in error. So they've already gone forward to correct that. They have accurate sites reflected on their website, but they are also mailing out new information, new pamphlets, new booklets that have the correct precinct information for people. So just something to be aware of, because if you think about it, as you've got immigrants or other individuals who might be limited English speaking, who might not know exactly, might not be as proficient in reading or understanding the process, it's even confusing for a person who can read about where their polling places might be. So just be aware that that might be an issue that does come up. In addition to that, because of the recent election that's going to be up and coming in November, I think there's still a lot of confusion, particularly in the monolingual community and the community overall, about ranked choice voting and how that works. And so it would be an interesting thing to consider thinking about whether there's more education that needs to be done with our residents regarding those issues. So these are some of the issues that we've seen recently as it relates to elections. We don't see them all the time because it happens when there is an election, but not when there isn't. And so hopefully we can address some of these as we go forward.
Is there any other comments from the supervisor?
I just wanted to comment, this neighborhood does have a large number of seniors, including Russian seniors who can't read the ballot. One of our charges is language access, and we're looking at what the new census data says we should add in terms of additional languages, and one of the languages that keeps coming up again is Russian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as a fourth, and Vietnamese is another one, but we haven't finalized what we add.
thank you for that. And I do think the issue of language access continues to be an issue that we haven't addressed completely through the city. I would say not this budget cycle, but the cycle before, we actually put in about $300,000 to provide for language translation services through a centralized source in the city. And that was the first time that we had that kind of commitment and that kind of resources that went into it. So primarily through Adrian's shop, they've been doing work with translating meetings, making sure that they're providing materials. But I think that I think we need to reevaluate and see how that is going and whether or not we really are actually translating the materials that we absolutely need to. And then in terms of just larger wayfinding signs and other things, we are still very far from being there. Our office is really interested in looking at this issue. If you think about it, even from a board of supervisors level, I can speak Cantonese, my staff can speak Chinese. We certainly don't have anybody who can speak Russian in our office, and it's difficult to find with two staff members sort of the complement of language skills. And so how is it that we can bring to bear other resources, perhaps like the 311 system has, in order to listen to some of the comments that other people might be sharing, but they can't express in English? And so I think that this is a big challenge that we hope that you can provide some guidance on.
Okay. And is there any other comments? Nope. Well, Commissioner, our supervisor, thank you for coming out this evening. One of the big challenges as the Commission, and I think a lot of us have sat here now for quite a few years, is the outreach to the community. Even with the staffers making that outreach, it's kind of hard to, a lot of the terms is to instill the importance for community people to come to the Commission and talk and just air their issues and whatever concerns they have. We're kind of diligent on the fact that we consistently will always come out to the community, even though sometimes our turnout rate can be quite low. We do feel it's a part of who we are and what we've got to do, and it's kind of it's good from one sense to have the meetings at City Hall, but you got to be out in the community really to see what's going on. Obviously, this is a beautiful facility and it's perfect for these type of meetings. And I think we can make a pledge ourselves: we'll be back again, and this time we'll get more people out. That said, I think the Immigrant Rights Commission right now are very relevant right now because of what's going on with the whole immigration debate. And of course, the sanctuary city is so important to us, and we believe we've done a lot in that area as best we can. And so we continue to look forward down the road to hopefully we'll have some resolution on immigration issues and so on, that maybe in the next couple of years that the Immigrant Rights Commission will not be dealing with sadly, with people being deported and things like that. Along with all the other issues that the immigrant community face. So thank you for coming out here this evening, Supervisor, and we really appreciate it. It means a lot. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. With that, I'd like to move on to item new, which is one more item, which is new business. If any of the commissioners have any new business that they'd like to be brought up and put on for the next committee meeting, executive committee meeting.
Well, if I may, I thought we were going to discuss the consulate party in December.
Yeah, we could do that if you'd like to. Is it? Yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah. We could discuss it then.
Just a elevator update, if there's
sure.
Anything or not.
Well, there is no. We've agreed on what date, Commissioner?
We decided that we're going to do it probably December the 12th.
Yeah.
At this point, our director is supposed to get in touch with the mayor's office. Maybe we can use room 201 and we can have the reception there in December. That's where we are at too right now. Just trying to get that room and then we're going to start.
Sounds good.
At what time?
We don't know yet. We have to plan. You know, that was only.
Whenever they'll
yeah. So the idea of it would be kind of turn it into a kind of a Christmas event as well, and kind of do some outreach into the consulates at the same time. So we'll have more details from our next meeting on that executive meeting, and we'll bring it up in the full, and then we can agree on all the other details on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is there any more new business?
I think the commissioner, she had some requests for the next meeting.
Yes,
that
I've actually been talking to Josh Chang. He's part of the Happy Free campaign,
yeah.
And he wanted to come today to give a presentation about what they do, but I guess it was too late.
Yeah.
So I can invite him for the next November meeting.
Perfect, yeah. Just if you'd get that to the staffers and we'll put it in.
Yeah.
And we'll
do
that
in.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is there any more comments? Okay, see none. So this meeting is adjourned. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.